Hey, welcome to the Holistic Beauty Podcast. We are licensed naturopathic doctors practicing in sunny California, and we are changing how skincare is looked at. We want you to understand that skin health is a manifestation of balance from within. So each week we'll be bringing you tidbits to complete your skincare routine from the inside out and the outside in. So let's get into it.
Hey guys, even though we are doctors, we're not your doctor. So we want you to know that this podcast and the information on here is not medical advice. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any conditions or disease. And it's only meant for education, okay? So always speak to your doctor or licensed healthcare provider before starting anything new.
Hi beauties, welcome back to another episode of the Holistic Beauty. In today's episode, we're going to be diving into exfoliants. If you missed last week's episode, we talked about how to build a skincare routine holistically. So if you missed it, go back, take a listen and check it out.
It was a really fun episode.
So fun. But in today's episode, we're going to be diving in and talking about what are exfoliants, how are they used, what are the different types of exfoliants, and how are they different from each other? How does someone fit an exfoliant into their existing skincare routine? And what are some of our favorite exfoliants?
This is going to be a fun one. Like, a lot of people are actually curious about exfoliants just because, like, you know, it's the winter time and people just want like luminous skin that's not like flaky.
Right.
And exfoliants could be helpful for that. So I feel like that's actually a really good segue into like, what are exfoliants generally used for, right? So according to the Derm Collective, exfoliants are generally used for fading age spots, unclogging pores, reducing pore size, also helps out with acne scars and so much more. But that's with just like exfoliants in general. But there are different types of exfoliants, and one of them is chemical peels. Actually, before I dive into like what chemical peels do, have you ever had a chemical peel yet? You had a light one, right?
I had a light chemical peel, and that was enough for me.
Why? Because
that was like tingly enough.
Oh, like it was spicy?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I don't know how people could do like a full on hardcore chemical peel.
I feel you.
Yeah. I have thoughts on that too.
We could talk about that later in this episode. But in regards to chemical peels, according to a 2022 study, it's mainly used for acne, photo damage, some pigmentation, and also scarring. Now, going on to the different types of exfoliants, we already spoke about chemical peels, but then there's also physical exfoliants and enzyme exfoliants. Now, in regards to physical exfoliants, they're basically like these mechanical ones, like, you know, those jojoba ones. Have you ever used a jojoba?
Jojoba beads.
Yeah. So what it basically does is that it physically removes dead skin cells, which is really cool, you know, but don't scrub too hard. And then there's also the apricot scrub.
That's infamous. It is.
Well, we want these like exfoliants that are like, at least the physical ones that are like, you know, rounded and not too sharp. And some of these apricot scrub ones could be sharp on the skin and cause like little micro tears. And then it's going to be enzyme exfoliants. Have you ever tried an enzyme exfoliant, Dr. Marola?
Yeah, I like enzyme exfoliants.
Now, in regards to enzyme exfoliants, what they do is that they basically mimic the body's natural process of a thing called desquamation, which is basically just like skin cells like coming off, you know, which is like the natural exfoliation process of the skin, which is really, really cool. And there's also chemical exfoliants, which we spoke about earlier, and how it's really good for like acne, photo damage, and pigment. But according to literature, there are different types of chemical exfoliants too, and they're classified depending upon how deep they go into the skin. And you did a light one, so I assume it's just like on the upper layer of the skin, but there are ones that could go pretty deep into the skin. And those deeper ones are usually done with a doctor. But in regards to other types of exfoliants, just in general, you could classify them as alpha hydroxy acids, beta hydroxy acids. And there's also a thing called trichloroacetic acid or TCA and also phenol. In regards to alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids, those can actually be found over the counter. So the most common or well-known alpha hydroxy acid is glycolic acid. Do you use glycolic acid at all, Dr. Marola?
I haven't really used it.
I feel you.
But I've read good things about it.
It's spicy.
It is?
Yeah. Well, depending upon like the concentration and everything. And then there's also lactic acid, which is an alpha hydroxy acid. Do you use that at all?
No.
I feel
like I've also heard good things about that.
So glycolic acid is naturally found in sugar cane, and then lactic acid, lo and behold, is found in milk, you know. And interestingly enough, lactic acid could also be, since it's a small particle size, it could be hydrating as well. So it could be like a humectant too, which is really cool,
you know.
And then, so alpha hydroxy acids mainly work on the upper layers of the skin to really help out with exfoliation, while beta hydroxy acids, since they're a little bit smaller, can go deeper into the skin, mainly working in the pores. And the most common and most popular and well-known one is salicylic acid. And then we just spoke about like the different types of exfoliants, and quick recap on that is going to be physical exfoliants like, you know, jojoba or even the apricot scrub if you're really into those sharp exfoliants. And there's also going to be enzyme exfoliants and chemical exfoliants. And there are different types categorized by how deep they can go into the skin. And also they're a alpha hydroxy acid, beta hydroxy acid, and there's also TCA and phenol. Now, how do you fit in an exfoliant into your skincare routine? Like, how do you do this naturopathically, right? So in regards to naturopathic medicine, I'm sure you guys already know, it means that we're integrative and holistic providers. So integrative meaning that, yeah, we do use chemicals every now and then, right? But we try to lean more towards natural as best as we can. So in regards to the AAD, the American Academy of Dermatology, is that what it is? What they say is that first, consider the skincare products you already use, because some medications and even over-the-counter products may cause your skin to be more sensitive or peel. And then they also say to select an exfoliation method that suits your skin type. And then they also say to be gentle on your skin. So if you're using a physical exfoliant, like we said earlier, don't go to town, okay? I spoke about this in the last episode and how I use an exfoliant and how it messed up my physical barrier of the skin barrier. And don't do what I did. I basically used a physical exfoliant that also had chemical exfoliants in it. And I went to town, scrubbed really hard, left it on my skin for more than 5 minutes. And then I put on a tretinoin afterwards. So don't do that, guys, okay? Because you will peel. You will peel. You'll see a lot of flaking. And then afterwards, they said after being gentle to your skin, follow with a moisturizer, and then also find the right schedule for your skin. And I guess that's a really good segue into skin cycling in regards to exfoliation schedules.
Yes.
So what's skin cycling, my friend?
Skin cycling was pretty much developed by Dr. Winnie Bo. This is a cycling trend that uses exfoliants, retinoids, and then you have some like gentle, more nourishing products that you can incorporate. So basically, the idea of skin cycling is to use active ingredients on certain days of the week to help minimize irritation and maximize those results from your skincare products. It's a 4-day night cycle. So night one, you want to exfoliate. Night two, you want to use a retinoid. Night three and four are recovery nights. So on these nights, you're basically focusing again on nourishing your skin, especially the skin microbiome, and repairing that skin barrier. So you want to use products that are very hydrating and moisturizing. And then on night five, you repeat the cycle.
Do you do skin cycling?
I do, kind of. It depends. I use a retinoid. Again, there are different types of retinoids, guys. Mm-hmm. Retinoid is just an umbrella term for a family of
vitamin A's.
Yeah, basically. So the one that I use, it's gentle enough to be used every day or every night. Mm-hmm. Don't use it during the day, but every night, and my skin does fine.
Nice.
But I did have to build up to that.
I feel you. I feel like that's what people should be doing with retinoids. Like, just because it can sensitize skin, people should like work their way up with using retinoids.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on skin cycling?
I think it's a great outline for people, honestly, like especially if they're just starting out and wanting some guidance. But if people want bigger results, they may not get it from skin cycling, honestly, because most of the data on the effectiveness for some of the actives, specifically retinoids, are based on daily use, not intermittent use. And with skin cycling, it is intermittent use. So you're basically using it like at least like 1 to 2 times a week, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think that for people who have been using retinoids for a while and their skin has adjusted and tolerated retinoids, they may not even have to do skin cycling, you know, just because like we do know that retinoids can increase cellular turnover. So would they even need exfoliation? I don't know. It really depends on their skin and what it looks like, you know. Now, my friend, when do you put an exfoliant into your skincare routine? Like, what does that look like for you?
I try to do it at least once a week.
Oh, yeah. You had me try one of your exfoliants.
I did, which we'll talk about in a minute.
So you try to do it once a week. And then like, do you do anything afterwards? Like right afterwards, like a moisturizer usually?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I put something on. I use like something that's going to help support my skin barrier. I'll either do like a vitamin B3 niacinamide serum.
Ooh, we love niacinamide.
Yes. Or Marie Veronique has this. She has a bunch of products that are specifically formulated to protect and support the skin barrier. So I actually have one of her skin barrier support serums. So I'll do that. And then I do like, if I do an exfoliant that night, I do like a nourishing, like I'll do a phytoretinol instead of my actual retinol or retinoid product. And yeah, again, very nourishing.
I feel you, just because like phytoretinols are more gentle on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is that I try to exfoliate once a week, but That one time I just went to town. I don't want to do that ever again, you know, like just like scrubbing really hard and just like leaving on the exfoliant for more than 5 minutes. That's something I usually don't do, guys. I usually just like scrub gently, you know, once a week with this cleanser that I use. And then what I do think is that if people do have sensitive skin or just like sensitized skin from skin barrier dysfunction or even like rosacea, or if they're using like medications or products that make their skin more sensitive, I don't think exfoliation should be done without the supervision of a skin provider, honestly. And that's just to prevent further irritation of the skin. And I also think that some people may use an exfoliant for more than once a week, but it's all dependent upon their skin tolerance. And like what I said earlier, I exfoliate sometimes once a week, sometimes even more, not gonna lie. And just that's to adjust my skin texture, but then I try not to use a retinoid. It was like what I said, it was just that one time, but I usually don't like to use a retinoid on nights that I do exfoliate. And there's also PRP microneedling that I do like to consider, even like these like skin procedures that I sometimes get. I don't want to use a exfoliant up to 1 week after getting PRP with microneedling.
So yeah, touching back on PRP microneedling really quick before we move on, what I tell my patients is to avoid topical acids. So like, for example, like a glycolic acid for 14 days after their treatment. Fruit enzyme peels could be used just to help with like that skin dryness and flakiness that we experience during the downtime and during while your skin's healing. So around days 4 or 5, doing that and then also using moisturizer to help hide the flakiness is what I recommend.
I love a moisturizer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially after exfoliation, just because like we do know that exfoliation could affect the physical barrier of the skin barrier, but also like the deeper layers of the skin barrier, and moisturization will just help out with all of those like disrupted skin barrier levels. Now, my friend, what are your favorite exfoliants? I tried one of them. It smelled so freaking good.
That's my favorite one. Okay, so I have several exfoliants that I like, and I'm actually surprised when I made this list. I didn't realize I had so many that I liked. So I have a favorite physical exfoliating cleanser. It's actually the Oat Cleansing Facial Polish by Naturopathica. I haven't used this one in a while, but I went through a period where I was obsessed with it. So this one has a bunch of oats, obviously, and oat beta-glucans, but it also has the jojoba beads.
Ooh.
So that's my favorite physical cleanser. The exfoliating cleanser with enzymes that I really like is a botanical bee enzyme cleansing oil, because one, it's a cleansing oil and I love a good oil cleanser.
So important.
Yeah. And then two, it's just a nice enzyme cleanser. Mm-hmm. So I like to use that. And then there's two masks that I like. So there's one.
You would like two masks.
I have no comment. Valley of Light Illuminative 2-in-1 Facial Mask and Exfoliant from Wabi Sabi Botanicals. I always gotta bring in one of my favorite companies.
I was like, is the brand Valley of Light? I've never heard of Valley of Light. I was like, that's a really cool name.
No, this one actually has, and I was just looking it up. So it has hibiscus in it, which I guess is a natural source of alpha hydroxy acids. And then it also has ultra finely ground Balinese coffee. It's a physical exfoliant and like an enzymatic exfoliant.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And then my other favorite one is the Honey Mud from May Lindstrom. This is my all-time favorite, guys. It smells amazing. I had Dr. Bryant try it on his hand because he's never tried it before. And
it was pretty good, honestly. Like, look at my hand. Like, it's touch glowing. It, touch it.
It's glowing.
Touch it.
And it's so soft compared to
right? His other like this hand is rough while the other hand is just like, you know, like,
oh my gosh.
So like, it's crazy.
It's revived. It's like back to its glory days.
Back to its glory days when I was like young.
Yeah. But this one's really nice because
it does smell really good.
Yeah. I mean,
it smells so good.
It smells so good.
And when I put it on, actually, it was kind of like a little spicy. I was surprised. Yeah. Just a little. I'm not like, you know, like an intense chemical peel or chemical exfoliant, but I was just like surprised. I was like, oh, there's actually like actual actives in here, natural actives that are exfoliating my skin. Like I could feel it, but I'm curious to know, like, what are those exfoliants, right?
I know. I'm curious too. And that's why I'm looking it up right now on their website. So it says they have a very special form of salicylic acid extracted from wintergreen leaves. Okay, so honey actually does naturally contain enzymes. So I think the enzyme portion is in that. Anyways, it's a fabulous product. Yeah, so check it out.
Like my hands.
Yes. And then lastly, I do have an exfoliating body serum that I like, the body acid serum from Josh Rosebrook.
We love Josh Rosebrook.
Mm-hmm.
Met him recently in real life?
I did. I met him. He was in town, a local clean skincare shop. And yeah, it was pretty cool. He had a little event there.
Nice.
I just went down and I finally met him in person.
He's a sweet person.
Yeah. So tell me about your favorite exfoliants.
So I really want to like keep it simple. I have three. I only listed three that I really like. So I use an exfoliant cleanser from The Things We Do. Their product is called the Glide Glow Scrub. So it's a combination physical and chemical exfoliant. So it does have some like alpha hydroxy acids in it. And I think it also has jojoba beads. So you get the exfoliation of the physical layer, but then some like deeper layer exfoliation as well, but not to the extent where like you're peeling intensely, honestly. And in regards to this Glide Glow Scrub, I like to use it once a week and I usually leave it on my skin for 3 to 5 minutes. And what I usually do is that I put it on dry skin first and then I go into the shower and just like hang out in the shower while I'm like washing my hair and the rest of my body. And then I rinse it after like 3 to 5 minutes. And another product that I really like to use, this one's for the body specifically, it's from a brand called Topicals. So this one was actually gifted to me from the brand. And I really like this. It has a chemical exfoliant in it. It also has some, I think there's a retinol in it as well and some urea. And I know your thoughts on urea, my friend. But in regards to that, it is a chemical exfoliant. And I really like to use it nightly on my skin because I do shower nightly for smoother skin. And I usually follow it with some sort of like ceramide rich moisturizer to really support my skin barrier, my body skin barrier. And I bounce between CeraVe. CeraVe has a really good moisturizer that I like. Naturium has a really good one as well that I like. And Ceramedics, actually. You told me about Ceramedics. And it's so thick. Have you tried it? I should have brought it.
One. I know. I want to try that one.
I'll bring it next time.
Okay.
It's very, very thick. It's like a balm. So it's good for those like winter days that are like really dry and cold. When it does get dry and cold here in LA. Or in California. And then there's going to be the exfoliant body moisturizer that I do like as well. It's from a brand called Skin Fix. And this was actually gifted to me as well. It's their AHA BHA cream. So it has alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids. So it's chemical exfoliant. And I sometimes use it on my skin for smoother skin. What I have noticed was that if I ended up using it daily, I start to get skin irritation actually. So I try not to use it daily and only really use it when I really, really, really need to use it. Like when I have like a lot of skin texture that I want to address. But I don't like to combine it with my Topicals product that I spoke about earlier, the Topical Slather, just because I don't want to have skin irritation on my body. You know, that's never fun. But yeah, that was our episode. So this episode was all about exfoliants. We basically spoke about the difference between enzyme, physical, and chemical exfoliants, what all of those exfoliants are used for, and what our favorite types of exfoliants are. And then we also spoke about some of our favorites. And actually, in regards to exfoliants, I like to use exfoliants for my patients who experience acne scars, specifically like pigmentation after acne. Mm. Yeah, so from what I've seen is that, yeah, PRP is really good, but like when I combine PRP with certain types of exfoliants, after like a certain amount of time, of course, we spoke about that earlier, it really softens the appearance of acne scars. So it's really cool how you could combine like some of the things that we do in office with other modalities to really expedite or just speed up like somebody's skin goals, which is so, so cool. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you had fun, but make sure to connect with us on social media. If you do want to see us in office, we treat a lot of skin conditions. My focus is acne. Dr. Marola is all about acne, skin health, and also
and
aesthetics.
Beauty. And yeah, aesthetics. Oh, yes.
Aesthetics. And then she also has an acne course.
I do. Yeah.
Have you signed up yet, guys? If you haven't, you should sign up. Where can they find the information about the acne course?
We'll put it in the show notes.
As per usual, we'll put it in the podcast description. So yeah, if you want to check out our website, check out the podcast description below. If you want to see us in office, check out our websites in the podcast description and make sure to sign up for Dr. Marola's acne course. She actually like let me look at it. It is freaking amazing. There's so much science. It is so freaking cool. You got to sign up. But make sure to share this with your friends and family if you found this interesting. But yeah, we'll see you next week. See you guys.
See you guys.